Ottawa, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced last night Canada will retaliate after U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed 25% tariffs against Canadian goods would go into effect Tuesday. Trudeau said Saturday that Canada will respond with 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods, including alcohol, furniture, and natural resources. Here's the latest, all times Eastern. 12:25 p.m. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is urging people to buy products made in Canada. Check the labels. Let's do our part. Wherever we can, choose Canada, he wrote on social media. 12 p.m. The president of the United Steelworkers Union is asking President Donald Trump to reverse the decision to impose tariffs on Canada. David McCall says about $1.3 trillion United States dollars worth of goods cross the Canada-U.S. border annually, and the tariffs will threaten the stability of industries on both sides of the border. He says the U.S. should work to reform the trade system through targeted tariffs on countries that violate U.S. trade laws and by working closely with allies, and not what he calls sweeping actions that undermine crucial relationships. 11:30 a.m. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is urging the Liberal government to recall Parliament to put in place a Canada First plan to handle the economic repercussions from the tariffs. The plan he's proposing includes retaliating, dollar for dollar, by targeting industries that will have a maximum impact on the United States while harming Canadian consumers as little as possible. He's also proposing an emergency tax cut for Canadians, greenlighting job-creating projects including pipelines and mines, knocking down interprovincial trade barriers, rebuilding Canada's military and securing borders. 11 a.m. Justin Trudeau's office says the Prime Minister is remaining in close contact with his Mexican counterpart amid the imposition of U.S. tariffs on both countries. Trudeau and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum spoke Saturday to discuss trade and investment as well as their respective efforts to enhance border security and combat illegal drugs. A summary of the conversation states that the leaders have agreed to continue working together in areas of common interest and to enhance the bilateral relationship between Canada and Mexico. 8:56 a.m. The Canadian Federation of Agriculture says it's extremely disappointed in the tariffs coming Tuesday. These tariffs are going to have negative consequences for farmers and consumers on both sides of the border. There's no question, says Keith Curry, CFA president, in a statement. 8:30 a.m. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says American products will be removed from LCBO shelves on Tuesday. He says this means the LCBO, which is the province's alcohol wholesaler, will also remove American products from its catalog so that Ontario-based restaurants and sellers can't order or restock them. There's never been a better time to choose an amazing Ontario-made or Canadian-made product, Ford says in a statement. 8:26 a.m. U.S. President Donald Trump repeated his trade claims about the U.S. subsidizing Canada in a post on his social media site Truth Social. "We don't need anything they have," says Trump, calling out energy, cars and lumber in particular. Trump also repeated his comments about Canada becoming the 51st state. 8:03 a.m. Federal Liberal Party candidate Chrystia Freeland is urging people to buy Canadian in a campaign email. "The next time you go grocery shopping, or pick something up for the kids, check where what you are buying is made. If you can, buy Canadian. And try your best not to buy products made in the United States," says Freeland. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 2, 2025. The Canadian Press.